Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're with author Beth Bernabek, and she has written a novel called Passion Play. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
So I'm wondering, you have written a lot of short fiction. This, however, is your first full-length novel. What inspired you to write a novel?
Well, actually, when I first started writing, I started writing novels. And it was only after I wrote several attempts at books in that world that I decided I had some short story ideas. And I said, you know, I'm the type of person, I want to learn how to do something the right way. So I went off and wrote a bunch of short stories. And now I've come back to novels, which is really my first love.
Tell me what Passion Play is all about.
Passion Play is the story of a young woman who is... She is living at home, a very ordinary life, but events propel her out of her home, out of the safety of her known world, and into a totally new experience of the wider, you know, the wider world.
What were those experiences that forced her out of her home?
Well, being the daughter of a wealthy merchant, her father was, of course, going to arrange a marriage for her. But the marriage to that particular man... she discovered through rumors and, you know, reports that he would be a cruel person. And she had already witnessed her parents' marriage as being not happy. And she said, you know, I can stay here, I can live the rest of my life unhappy, or I can go now.
This is all right from your head, correct? I mean, there hasn't been anything in the real world that inspired you, or you just created this world.
Exactly.
How much fun was that?
It was enormous fun. I loved, because I was a language major in college, but I also took a lot of history, and so I loved seeing how the details of the past interconnected, you know, the art, the culture, the politics, and all of this. And it was just all this love of this, and I could just go to town with this new world.
When you say go to town, is this something you outlined, or did you sit down and write and you just felt, because everybody writes in a different way, did you just say, okay, I'm going to see where it takes me today?
Well, when I wrote the very first one, that's what I did. Then I had to go back and, especially with the help of my editor, figure out, well, where were the missing pieces? And then I sat down and I organized a lot more. I wrote a history of things that don't necessarily get into the novel. I had to know where things about the past in order to write about the present, especially since everyone in the novel has previous lives and they all interconnect.
Tell me about some of the passion in the title, Passion Play.
Well, when she leaves, she goes through an enormously difficult passage where it's only her stubbornness that takes her through to the other side. And she believes that she cannot find passion, love or passion, whatever. And she has to sort of recover herself. She has to go through a healing process. And she meets with someone who ends up being the other part, the other half of her heart. She never suspected that.
Should I assume that there will be a follow-up to Passion Play?
Oh, yes. There are. There's two more novels to come out in the series. And there's actually a fourth one, which is set in 500 years earlier, but it is the same characters in previous lives.
Tell me a little bit about this love that she finds.
Ah, the love. Well, I think I can do this without spoilers. Because it's going to be obvious. He is the eldest son of a duke. He was a political very influential in the politics. And when the old king died, he was exiled from court. But he felt that the new king was being led astray, and so he tried to keep influencing politics in a good way from afar. And so he opens up a house of pleasure as a cover.
Anybody in your life who served as an inspiration for Lord Cosimark?
Well, if I were to be quite literal, I would say no, because I don't know anyone that would be like a political mover and shaker. But if you want to know if there's someone who's the other half of my heart, then yes.
Once again, the book is called Passion Play, and the author is Beth Bernabek. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.